General Haig?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. President, sir.
Yeah.
Hello. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I noted that I just got back that Rogers had a call for me. Do you know what it's about?
I think he wanted to give you an update on,
okay, fine,
on the UN. I just talked to him.
But I just want to know if there wasn't anything new on India, Pakistan, or anything like that.
No, there are no crises. He's concerned about the vote. We've gotten the Portuguese, but the Belgians are now wavering.
Yeah.
And that's, of course, essential to us because we could lose Luxembourg, too.
He doesn't want me to call them, does he?
No, he does not, sir. And I just really think if we're going to lose, then the best thing to do is to back your prestige out of it, especially with those more important European powers. I'm not sure that that is going to happen, but he's a little more pessimistic than he was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
they're doing everything they can. And
we're doing everything.
And they can't, this ridiculous claim that we're not behind them is just certainly, they may claim that, but I don't see how they can.
No, it's sheer nonsense, and anyone that uses it knows it.
Yeah.
Now, he's seen some signs of very heavy-handed CHICOM action with the African states, and they tried to do that to the Portuguese with respect to Macau.
Yeah.
But that drove the Portuguese in the other direction, so we benefited from that.
Yeah.
But,
of course, we've got to get them anyway. Yeah.
No. I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Now, Henry just sent another message. He is staying there another 24 hours and will leave at the same time they
right.
were scheduled to leave.
Okay.
Monday.
Fine.
Everything else is all right,
sir. Fine. Okay, thank you.
Fine, Mr. President.